Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Gimme Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Sip is laughing.
That's a humorous song.
Oh, that's why I said go to the lyrics. Go, Steve, give me some lyrics right away. There was the very start was very good.
Okay. There's I'll give you a couple. I'll give you the ones you heard, and I'll give you the key one late.
Okay.
There's a key one.
It's a tease right there.
This is a tease. This is incredible.
Yeah. I was cutting a rug. I mean, it's a good first few lines. I was cutting a rug down at a place called The Jug with a girl named Linda Lou. That's good. It's a lot of good. It's a funny song. You have to appreciate. I've always appreciated the notion of, hey, just give me three steps.
Yes, give me three steps.
Just give me three steps. And that's very witty to me. All I need is three steps. I'll be out of here. Now, the key line that you can't play the whole song, so you didn't get to it. I've never thought of it till right now. You always tell me, look at the lyrics. I've never thought about the significance of this line till right this moment. There's a key point of the song where he's staring straight down a 44, this person. Well, the man that came in, Mr. Big and Lean, turned and screamed at Linda Lou, and that's the break I was looking for. And that's where he headed out the door. He said, you'll hear me screaming a mile away as I headed out towards the door. So you picture this guy screaming as he's running towards the barroom door. Just give me three steps.
Yes. I enjoy it. I really do.
It's funny. It's a funny song.
Yeah. And you love Skynyrd.
Oh, God. Genius.
What year? 1973, which is what? Yeah.
Jeez. Better times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whew. Imagine that. Just that. I can just see popping that 8-track in. Oh,
it's
wow.
Funny.
That's incredible. I'll lead us off here. I'm an 8002. 8002. Not borderline incredible. It's not a mid nines.
I
like it.
I like it a lot.
Yes.
That's
Steve?
Perfect. That's a really good rating. I'm a little higher. But no, it doesn't. The song's never. I've heard it, like, Bill.
Do
you know how many times we've heard this song?
Like,
again, it's part of it's like a family to us. The trouble with the song is I've heard it so often I almost take it for granted completely. But in this moment, I'll give it an 8.5.
Good scores. Rudy. Yes, Rudy's score.
I'm going to say Rudy liked it. 7.9.
8.2.
No comment,
Bill, from Rudy. Some ratings before we get to the mailbag. Giltnerd, 9. Rick from Wahoo gives it a 9 also. John in Lincoln, 9.5. Houston, 7.8. Sean in Omaha, 9.3. Someone says that's the absolute best, 10.
Jeez.
Eric says 1.2.
Oh, Eric, I don't see it that way.
Is that Eric your friend?
That's the one that's critical of everybody. Yeah.
He's critical of everything, Jake said.
Yep. Fritz, 9.2. Lyle in Omaha, 9.6. Who Clement?
Bird!
7.
Wow. Probably Bird's highest score.
Jeez.
Probably Bird's highest
Bird
score.
Bird gave it a 7.
Culligan Jace is 10. A bleeping 10 on that one. Will in Fullerton, our friend, 7.2.
Will's in Lincoln right now as we speak. He's been whisked down here. Really? He's been whisked down to the home offices. The mothership is Albion, and we know that. But there's setups everywhere. Obviously, Columbus, Norfolk, Lincoln. Mm-hmm. But Lincoln, because of the just unreal hires, they've brought Will down to make sure everyone is in their place, ready to go to for security.
So there's no breach.
There's no breach in security.
No security breach.
No. So Will is here for that. He's been, like you said, they brought him down in a motorcade.
God.
He came down in a motorcade.
That'd be fun.
It's the same one that picked up Shin Daddy.
For the playoff, right?
For the playoff, when they had to whisk him down here to Lincoln. So the same motorcade went up and got him from Fullerton. So that's very good.
Jesse in Milford, 9-2. Big B at 10. Let's see. Pops in Minnesota, 8. The Bandit, 9-3. Marcus, 8-5. Ron, 6.8. Mike and Dalton, 9. Jay in Colorado, 8-5. Jennifer, 8.8. Hubby, 7.1.
Very high. The old quarterback, the QB.
Beef Taco says 2.46, three steps in the wrong direction.
Whoa. Beef Taco.
The taco came at us. That's interesting.
Terrell's in the house, by the way.
Farley's here. YouTube. Farley's in the house. Do you have a score there? No. Okay. Bolt, better times, 9.09.
Bolt. 9.09.
Yep.
Wow, Bolt.
Genghis Corn, 8.8. Casey, 7.7. Chris, 8.7. Boomer, 8.45. Bill's Nebraska Knoll, 8.3.
Okay. Nebraska Knoll, is that new?
That's new. Paul. Okay. Paul says
we
9.
We have a new listener.
Paul, 9.7, better times, yeah. GBR.
Wait a second. Nebraska Knoll, let's give him some acknowledgement. That's welcome. New?
I've never seen Nebraska Knoll before.
Thank you.
And Jeremy says, it's no Roger Miller, but it is a 7.
That's true. It's not Roger Miller. It's not.
Probably
it's
not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Song of the day was Gimme Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd from 1973. It is time for the mailbag. Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
We won't get hacked.
Oh, no.
With Will and the team at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties.
93.
Of this state. 99.6% retention rate as well.
You know, when you get in a pickle, most people like that will reach out to somebody. Hey, we need to have, what do we do? You have a team of people. Everyone, families have them, companies have them. That's what Applied Connect is. God. They're so mobile. They can be on site wherever you're at in all 93 counties. They can get to you. They can get to you. Like I said, Will's down here. And, you know, hey, Will, we need you in Lincoln. Not a problem. I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Chopper in.
Left at 4 a.m. to get down here.
It's a one-stop shop. Stop looking around. It's one place. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today. To the mailbag. Keith says,
the bag.
You guys talked about where P.J. Fleck would leave Minnesota for potentially. My question is, who would Minnesota go after if Fleck leaves?
Ooh.
Here's some options that came to mind. Would they leave their current situation to go to Minnesota?
Okay,
would Matt Campbell leave Iowa State for Minnesota?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to say no. Saying no. It's still Big Ten, so I get that part of it.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I would. Yeah.
I'm going no.
I'm going no also.
Three no's on Matt Campbell.
But it'd be a good choice.
Kenny Dillingham, number two.
No.
Okay. Lance Leipold.
Ah.
I could see Lance going to Minnesota.
Mm.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
More apt.
I'm saying no. I just think because of where he, I think right now he's kind of has that the mindset of like, this is my last stop. I think this is it for me.
I'll just bite my tongue. Oh, yeah. You keep going.
So you've basically just said, the Lance is on the move.
No, not on the move. But yeah. I mean, he's young, 60.
Last one would be Fran Brown of Syracuse, but he moved to Minnesota.
Fran Brown. There's a name.
He's got a lot of.
Don't hear that name very often.
He's got a lot of East Coast ties. So I think for that would be hard for him.
So none of those.
But the setup at Minnesota, just for the Big Ten setup, is pretty unique.
Who is that? Yeah. I've not contemplated it at all. Yeah. Who would be the net if PJ Fleck moved on?
It's a great question.
Who would be?
Would it be an assistant just moving up, or is it going for a sitting head coach somewhere? That's Mac coach possibly.
Oh no, it absolutely could be an assistant. Somewhere.
The head coach at Toledo has done well for it. Is it Crandall?
Jason Candle.
Candle.
Yeah.
He's done very well for a long time and not really gotten a look anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I would
Could
say
be a Mac coach.
I say it'd probably be a Mac Mountain West.
Would you look toward the Mac?
Yeah. Maybe it's Spencer from Danielson from Boise.
Could be that.
Someone of that nature. Be like, okay, that's a pretty good deal.
Hmm.
So I could see my prediction would be a acting head coach. From a lower conference,
you know,
the group of six.
It really underscores PJ Fleck's value when you start contemplating Minnesota without him. I mean, I don't know.
If you're a Minnesota fan and you lose him, you're not happy.
No, not happy. It really underscores a guy's value when you start thinking about Minnesota without PJ Fleck.
But to give credit to Bill's friend, Jerry Kill revived that place too. Minnesota sucked until he got there. Jerry Kill revived. Tracy plays at the one or 2 years, and then PJ Fleck comes in. So
Jerry
brought him up, they now have some expectations there.
Who was before him?
I forget who it was.
Snyder? Am I saying the wrong name?
There wasn't a Snyder
was,
there.
Yeah, I don't think. Who was the coach?
The former Kansas coach. He's a former
Glenn Mason.
That'd be Glenn Mason.
No, he was gone before that.
Oh, he was done way before.
Yeah.
We'll have to look it up. Who was before Jerry Kill? We'll look it up during the break.
That's a great question.
Mason had some good years.
He did.
I didn't know Jerry at all. I saw him at the coaches' convention. He was walking, and we were kind of walking side by side down the hallway, and I'm like, hey, Coach, Bill Bush from Wisconsin. And go just enjoy the great rivalry with Wisconsin-Minnesota. Not much of a rivalry. You've won 12 in a row. So that's what he said to me.
Jerry's
like, awesome. It was awesome. Not much of a rivalry. You guys have won like 12 in a row.
That's awesome.
It wasn't like, oh, yeah, it's great at that. No, maybe we needed to do our part.
That's awesome.
It was very cool. And then I worked with him later.
God, that makes me like him, that little vignette. Yeah.
Next up, Kip says, mullet or beard for the way your toilet paper roll is on the holder. Let me explain. A beard means the paper drapes closest to the user. Mullet means it drapes on the other side. You understand the question?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Either's fine with me.
No, it's 100% over the top.
Beards, yep. You go with beards.
Yeah. I'm okay.
I'm a little creeped out by saying that it's a beard or a mullet on the toilet
I've never
paper.
Thought about that before.
He has a picture of it, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't know there's actually that was a way.
I've never heard of that before.
Like
that.
To the point where if it's on backwards, because my wife, if she puts it on, She's like Yusuf. That's not a big concern. I flip it.
I'm okay.
I do flip it and go back to
We have time for one more today. This is from John. John says, good morning. If you could go back in time and change the outcome of one Husker football play, what would it be? I would change, from this is John, the outcome of the two-point conversion that the Huskers had in the 84 Orange Bowl against Miami and make the pass a completion for the 2 points. Is there one that would be besides that you would change for one play in Nebraska's past? I'll give one. How about them counting the clock going to zero against Texas in the 09 Big 12 title game?
That are so many.
Like it should have been incredible. Like it should have been off the clock.
That would have gave Pelini a Big 12 title.
Yes.
Would have really freaked out his superiors. Now what are we going to do?
That's mine.
Well, I mean, Perlman, I don't know how Harvey would have reacted to that. It would have been, now what are we going to do? He just won the Big 12 title. And what would they have been ranked?
Well,
I mean, top
10, right?
Top 4 or 5,
Top 5.
Beating Texas, are you kidding
That'd
me?
That'd be huge.
Probably because I was there live for it, I'd have to say Byron Bennett.
Okay. Oh, you were there live.
Yeah,
in your Sansa belt.
Yeah, just make the field goal and we win a national championship against Florida State. So yeah,
he hit it bad, didn't he?
Yeah, hit. It was one of those that balls down, kicks up, game's over. It just went. Oh. It went left so fast.
How far was the kick?
About 44, probably makeable. Something like that. Makeable. Yeah,
it was hit it bad.
Makeable kick. Yeah, and it was. It wasn't even one of those like it's hanging in there. It's starting to bend.
It's like your driver right now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, so that would be...
Full visual there, gotcha. Yeah. That's not a good thing to have.
And then one that I coached in, which wouldn't have the same for like the national news type like that, but when we intercepted the ball against Texas Tech to win the game, and then
McKeven
and he fumbled it.
Yeah.
And they got the ball back, and then
you
they went in.
You were coaching at that point.
Yeah,
that was.
Yeah, so we.
I remember that vividly.
I do too.
We had played remarkable.
Yes,
and we had a bunch of different game plans in for that game and stuff, and then we have the game won. Don't really blame him. It's hard not to. If he just falls down,
what
the game
was the
is
deal?
Over.
He intercepted the ball
and took off running.
Yep.
Receiver hawked him down.
Yep.
Chopped it out, and they end up going in and scoring, and we end up losing.
Oh, you lost that game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's coming back.
That was a hard one.
I remember that. Yeah. On the road.
Yeah. No, it was home.
That was at home?
That was at home.
That was in Lincoln.
That was in Lincoln.
Hot day.
Okay. Happened down in the – happened. It is a hot day, and it happened in the north end zone.
Hot day, hot sunny day in Lincoln. He was a very good player.
He was a good player. Do you have one sip?
No, that was the one. You got it. The Texas
the
one.
The 1 second.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
If you go back in time, it would have to be the Penn State catching the ball clearly out of bounds, 1982. Mm-hmm. They would have played for a national championship that year with that game being won.
By the way, to wrap it up, the coach was Tim Brewster at Minnesota before Jerry Hill.
That's right.
Great recruiter.
Yeah, he went to Colorado. Did he go with Dion to Colorado?
Well,
he
was. I think he did.
I think he did. He's been everywhere.
Anymore.
He's coaching at Sacramento now.
Okay.
Is he the head coach?
Nope. Assistant coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Sacramento State, better recruiting class than Auburn right now. FCS.
Come on, Hugh. When we come back, hour two, Indiana football, their scheduling sucks. We'll tell you why next in Early Break on the Ticket.
Wow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.